Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Timothy Kunkel, date of birth 1-6-1953, date of procedure May 10, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Kara Jacob. Procedure performed is esophagogastric duodenoscopy, cold biopsy, palpectomy, common cold biopsies. And colonoscopy, cold biopsy, palpectomy, and cold snare palpectomy. Indication is heartburn. Comma, screening for Barrett's esophagus, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, family history of colon cancer. Description procedure, informed consent was obtained. Mm-hmm. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion. Such a malignancy will extend to the patient period. The patient is brought to the anesthesia suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. While lubricating the limb, gastric bulb is introduced into the esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb. Second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus, the retroflex is obtained in the cardioperiod air section from the stem before rectoscope. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position, and the rectal exam was normal. While lubricating the limb, the colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendix orifice. Now let's go down and confirm to the full period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, the fecal valve, ascending colon, hypoglossal transcolon, splenic fracture, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Period blood and blood prep score was graded as a 7, 2-3-2, good prep. Period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Please go back and after the appendiceal orifice comma, let's go back and confirmance of the pulse. Please add determinant only more than 2 minutes and evaluated period. Next area is findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was a mid to distal esophageal polyp that was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the Z line was regular, 44 centimeters from the bite block. NBI was used and appeared normal. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema with some nodularity. And their comma biopsies were obtained in the antrum body separately for histology and to roulette H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to G2 portion comma, the ampulla appeared normal. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, there was a diminutive cecal sessile polyp removal cold biopsy palpectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter descending colon sessile polyp removal cold snare palpectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive rectosigmoid colon sessile polyp removal cold biopsy palpectomy. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli on the left side. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids on the design retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending PAD. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, recommend a high-fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Thank you.